Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Each summer, hundreds of students gather in Colorado for an in-depth training on Christian worldview and apologetics. Aaron Zubia is on the faculty of Summit Ministries and joined us to talk about the foundational principles of a biblical worldview, why it's important, and how it relates to the news of our day. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. In a wide-ranging discussion on the intersection of faith and the culture, Aaron tackled the tragic news story of Emily Lett, who's attempted to use her experience with abortion as an opportunity to positively portray the procedure.
So one of the topics you talked about in the recent news you can teach had to do with the Emily Lett, who documented her abortion in order to, as she suggested, to diminish the social stigma attached to it, to show women that there's such a thing as a positive abortion story. She said, I don't feel like a bad person. I don't feel sad. I don't feel off. So give us some perspective on this. How do we respond to a story like this?
Well, this is heartbreaking. I mean, I'm a jovial guy. I like to, you know, be happy and joke around. And I appreciate, you know, harmony and peace and concord. And so really writing about culture all the time and seeing something like this, a positive abortion story, it's heartbreaking. It depresses me. It's upsetting. You began quoting her. You said, Emily Lett says, I don't feel like a bad person. She says some strange things here, and she says, I feel in awe of the fact that I can make a baby, I can make a life. Speaking of her abortion, she says, I knew that what I was going to do was right. It was right for me and for no one else. Well, she's right. It was right for no one else, especially the baby whose life was terminated. And I think this is a perfect example of Emily Lett, who has an outlook that is thoroughly secular, this idea that humans are just material beings and that human life is meaningless, that morality is relative. She says it was the right thing for me to do. How does she know? Well, simply because she felt it was right. And she said some really appalling things. One of the quotes that I'll pull up here is that she says, I love my video. I love my abortion video. I love how positive it is. And she says, the surgical abortion will always be a special memory for me. I still have my sonogram, and if my apartment were to catch fire, it would be the first thing I'd grab. How disgusting is this? But that's what happens when you don't believe in the sanctity of life, when you don't believe that life begins at conception. And as far as what can we do in response to this, we have to bring people to an encounter with Jesus Christ.